Hello, I am Nimja, and this is the Sin Reaper. I wonder if you've been told about the Sin Reaper, a dangerous entity that feeds on desire. It comes out at certain times of year when darkness rains more than light, and it finds, feels, follows the desire that is present in every one of us. It feeds on it, drains it from its victims, and leaves them hollow. Sometimes this is accompanied by sensations, pain, pleasure, or whatever fits with the desire in question. And the more sexual, the more perverted or kinky or personal the thoughts or fantasies are, the easier they find you. And it's difficult to watch your thoughts, to be aware of what you're thinking and avoid those pleasant feelings, ideas, fantasies. Every time you notice something that attracts you, a thought that inspires you, a feeling that desires something, you'd have to be aware, you'd have to notice those feelings, those thoughts, those fantasies fluttering through your mind, and keep them carefully hidden, because you don't want the Sin Reaper to find you, to hunt. To follow your mind through thought after thought until accidentally that perverted pleasure, that fleeting fantasy, that sweet sexual sensation pops up and you think of something. And then it finds you, it finds it, it drains those feelings from you, and with a flash of sensation, it takes them away, leaving you more blank than you were before. Now, as long as you can keep your thoughts entirely innocent and avoid thinking about all those less than innocent thoughts, I'm sure you'll be fine. Try not to get distracted by pretty pictures, naughty tales, tempting sensations, or even dreams that flutter with desire. And of course, while you're listening to this, I'm sure your mind is staying perfectly innocent, devoid of any depravity, free of those filthy fantasies that live in the back of your mind. You know the ones. Those are the ones you should try to avoid looking at. Try not to think of those deeply pleasurable fantasies that you could be indulging in right now. Try not to lose yourself in those, imagining positions, pleasures, places, people. Who knows what goes on in your mind? But it knows. The Sin Reaper notices. It edges closer. It slowly moves around the edge of your sanity, finding those perverted, kinky, naughty desires. Sometimes you may even feel the flash of pain or pleasure when they take that thought away, drained from your mind, leaving you more hollow than before. And then as soon as you get distracted again, they take another thought. And maybe you even enjoy it and you get caught in the ever-dangerous loop of enjoying being made hollow, mindless, drifting, and they take those thoughts as well. And then those, and then those. The Sin Reaper will find you. It will follow each and every little flutter from the bold to the subtle, from the most depraved desires to the light fantasies. It will take those away, more and more hollow, and take them and take them until your mind is just pure and blank, inspired to think of even more naughty things. Because no matter how many thoughts get taken, new ones just keep appearing almost as fast as they're being taken away. But every new thought is somehow more naughty take, more desire take. So pleasurable take. Focused on those sensations, take. And then somehow it just seems to go automatically, your thoughts popping out of existence as quickly as they appear. And every time they pop away, you feel a little flash of sensation. Little pop of pain or pleasure, a little impact of their will on your mind. Somehow it seems as if it's happening very fast, yet at the same time, your mind is getting slower and slower. Beware. Beware the Sin Reaper. Take a deep breath to clear your mind and try not to find more naughty corners to explore. Try to avoid enjoying those feelings that it gives you as they take those thoughts, leaving you blank. Take those as well, as if they take every drop of your drips, every flow that emanates from your body and mind. The Sin Reaper will take, and feel so good. And enjoy what you can as long as you have any kind of awareness to do so. But try not to enjoy it too much, because those thoughts will be taken away as well. I wonder if you're even aware of it anymore, or if it just happens so automatically that every drop, every thought, every take is just another sensation pop. Be careful what you wish for, fantasize about, or be inspired into naughtiness, as it will find you, and it will take those naughty, those desires, those pleasures away until there's nothing left, leaving you blank, open, vulnerable. And if my voice follows, you will remain nice, open, vulnerable. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you'll find yourself awaken, attempting to remain innocent in your mind, and hopefully not getting caught by it again. Be careful, and try not to think of how good it feels. Good luck.